It is open carry, but there will be an eventual, you have to go through security rings to eventually get to the convention center. That last ring, which is going to be some distance, but not a long distance from the convention itself, they're going to shut off. You can't have firearms beyond that point. Now, will that create some conflict? It may well. In fact, the police and the courts are now going to run, the courts, I think, are open 20 hours a day. They have rented space in surrounding jails with the anticipation of that they may have to end up arresting a fair number of protesters.
I mean, the conflict between the pro and anti-Trump people in this election is something we haven't seen for a number of years. What are they doing in Cleveland to anticipate the potential violence?
Well, a lot of that, Amanda, is advanced intelligence work. I know that law enforcement, FBI, et cetera, have actually gone out and started interviewing and confronting people in certain groups, knowing that they might have a propensity to either become violent or disruptive, saying, you know, basically knock it off if you're going to come to Cleveland. There'll be a number of groups and individuals that they're going to keep an eye out for. Coming into the city may stop them before they get anywhere close to the convention center. A very, very complicated thing to do, for sure. And obviously, the tragedy in Dallas sort of hangs over all of law enforcement as to, you know, obviously nothing like that happening, hopefully, in Cleveland.
Switching topics on you again, as we usually do, Brad, quickly here. President Obama holds a town hall meeting tonight talking about race in America. What are some of the challenges you think police face when they're working in some tough inner city neighborhoods?
Well, you know, a lot, unfortunately, of some of these neighborhoods in Baltimore and other places, you know, it's so broken and the relationship is so bad between the police and the community. I mean, it's not something you can readily fix. It maybe can get better as time goes on, but it's a two-way street of, you know, the cops bending a little bit, the community bending some, the community leaders also getting involved. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these communities where it's really bad, you know, the population or a core of the population has no interest basically in making the relationship better. And that is really an issue that is not going to get solved in any short order.
Is it possible for police departments to recruit officers from the people who live in those neighborhoods?
Yes, difficult, but not impossible. Amanda, you've really sort of hit the nail on the head. You need to police with the folks who you're policing. In other words, if it's an African-American, if it's Vietnamese, whatever it might be, you need to have representative number of officers that look like the population, that talk the language of the population, and maybe have grown up there. A major, major, major key that some cities have really fallen down on. And that's why you see disparities like in Ferguson, Missouri, where previously virtually the whole police department was white.